Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, in Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and the temperature is mild, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool and pleasant night. It's a warm evening across most parts of the country, offering a tranquil setting for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, the IDF has killed two Hamas terrorists in separate strikes over the last 48 hours in the northern Gaza Strip. Also, Ynet reports that Israel is closely monitoring the situation in Iran, as tensions are expected to escalate following Iranian claims of killing six U.S. soldiers in Kuwait earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS highlights a state ceremony in Jerusalem, honoring the 50th anniversary of the Entebbe rescue mission, a defining moment in Israel's history. Separately, Axios provides insight into Lindsey Graham's efforts for Saudi-Israel peace, a key part of a broader post-war settlement earlier today. And finally, The Forward reports that Senator Lindsey Graham, a strong pro-Israel advocate, has died suddenly at 71. Here's what people are saying online. Mishtal, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago, emphasizing that Israel stands as a lone democracy in a region surrounded by hostile regimes. From Osen 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, a report from earlier today reveals that Yahya Sinwar anticipated a severe Israeli response to the October 7th attack, yet proceeded with the operation. Why? Net News reports from earlier today that a Jewish family's home in Adelaide, Australia, was vandalized with swastikas alongside slashed car tires, reflecting rising anti-Semitic tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that two Hamas terrorists were targeted in the northern Gaza Strip in separate incidents. These strikes followed attempted terror attacks on Israeli soldiers. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for further military engagements in the region. Turning to Iran, Ynet reports Israel is keeping a close eye on developments after Iran claimed responsibility for killing six U.S. soldiers in Kuwait. This raises concerns of an escalation in the Gulf region. Israeli officials emphasize the need for vigilance as tensions might rise overnight. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, JNS details a significant ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of Operation Entebbe. The operation is a cornerstone of Israel's commitment to rescuing hostages. This remembrance highlights the enduring importance of security and resilience in Israeli policy. In a related development, Axios provides context on Lindsey Graham's final push for Saudi-Israel normalization. Graham viewed this as crucial for a broader peace settlement. His efforts underlined the strategic importance of regional alliances. Finally, The Forward reports on the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham, known for his support of Israel. His passing removes a prominent pro-Israel voice in U.S. politics, potentially impacting future diplomatic dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Anthropic, an AI company, is venturing into drug discovery. Experts warn that while innovation is crucial, proving the effectiveness of new drugs remains a significant hurdle. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses Teva's strategic shift post-Copaxone era. Teva has partnered with Polpharma Biologics to market a biosimilar to Ocrevus, aiming to strengthen its position in the pharmaceutical market. And finally, Ynet Business shares the story of a former Ford employee in Kentucky who was wrongfully accused of theft. This incident highlights the importance of thorough internal reviews in corporate governance. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.